I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. They have high school back in session this week with changes to the executive orders in the state, and that's opening up the window to high school football and some changes in testing. Here's more with Dan Skews.
Things are back in session, and honestly, we're surprised they were. We weren't expecting our high school students to be back this week, yet we're thrilled that we were able to see them before they head out, for our holiday break. So our high school students came back yesterday. They're here, of course, again with us today, and then tomorrow we start our winter break. The executive order being modified to allow that to happen has also sparked our football season back up and running again. It's when we were thinking that, you know, maybe we would be pushed all the way to April to conclude our playoff run, but that's not going to happen. We're scheduled to play January 2nd in Grayling at this time. For the state quarterfinal or the regional final, however somebody wants to say that. I know that Coach Jacobson has been on the phone and attending Zoom meetings with the MHSAA and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services as far as how all of that will look. It seems that our students, our football players, are going to have to be tested, rapid tests, antigen tests, as they're called, three times a week leading into that January 2nd game. He's working with Forrest Carr at Northern to see if we can get inside and practice a couple of days next week, and that looks promising as well, as long as all of our testing, you know, goes well.
Yeah, I was curious about that, Dan, because I drive by the practice field every day, and I thought to myself, I don't want to get tackled on that.
We worked out something with the city of Negaunee, and they're going to bring a street sweeper out onto the field. And go from the 30-yard line in, so we should be able to practice on a relatively normal yet hard field today, tomorrow, and a little bit on Thursday on Christmas Eve, but it'll probably be more just quick position meetings. Then we'll practice again next week and get ready to head to Grayling next Saturday.
Well, we kind of giggle about the whole thing here, Dan, but we're living in history. I mean, the January football at the high school level, I mean, these kids are going to be able to tell stories to their grandkids that hardly anybody else will ever be able to tell.
You know, anytime, like if you're playing in fast pitch softball tournaments or as an adult or even in a youth basketball tournament, the goal is always to make it to Sunday. But I guess this year the goal is to make it to January for football, right?
Exactly.
The one thing that is totally switching gears, but I want to make sure that our high school parents understand this, and I think our high school students have pretty much heard this a couple of times, but we are foregoing semester exams at the high school this year, and it's the first time in a long time, but it's for good reason that, you know, we don't want to, uneven the playing field, maybe is the best way of putting it, for those who have really good internet service and were able to, you know, take in as much through distance learning as they did, and then have them take the exact same exam as somebody who maybe didn't have outstanding internet service or maybe had to retreat to packets to do distance learning. And we also didn't want to chew up 3 days of exams and take even more time away from face-to-face instruction. So a decision was made, and it was mentioned at our board meeting last night, that we will not do exams for our high school students for the first semester. Instead, we're going to weight our semester grades with a 50% for each marking period rather than a 40-40-20, which is what we use for exams. So that's kind of a big announcement for us because it's definitely out of the ordinary, but I think it's something that needed to happen.
That's Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.